Do you find, or do you think most of the people that, talk to you or come to see you in concerts know where you stand politically, understand a message that you're bringing? Do you think you're getting through? I mean, I'm saying that to you because of records like Ebony and Ivory go to number one in Britain, but there's still as much discrimination and prejudice, even though that record preaches harmony.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it's half a dozen of one and one thing and the other, but they ask me this question in America, and I say 5% of the audience know what we're saying. I'd say 40% in England, a lot higher, but still by no means anything significant. I mean, if we say things and we give a message, but whether it does any good, I don't know. Because, like you say, Ebony and Ivory went up, but still McCartney and Wonder were in different studios 10,000 miles apart to film the video of it. I mean, it's there, but it's not there. And everybody knows black people in this country get a rough ride, and the Aborigines in Australia get a rough ride, and black people everywhere get a rough ride, but whether anything's going to change by the fact that us bringing it up on vinyl is ever going to do anything, I don't know. But it just seems better to mention it or to face these things. It just seems better than just to ignore it.
It's interesting you mention Aborigines in Australia, because I've had word, and this may surprise you, that Kate Bush, her new record which is coming out in a few weeks' time, deals with the Aborigines getting a rough deal in Australia. Now, I would imagine, too, that the contrast in audiences in America and Britain is probably greater for you than most bands, because in America, where you're beginning to get a lot more recognition now, they know you from, I guess, the London Calling album, Onwards Best. But in this country, when I saw you a few months ago, there's a lot of people that know you and love you best, I think, from the White Riot period. And so, but you persevere anyway. You had Futura come on and do a rapping thing in spite of the fact that there were a lot of people that obviously weren't enjoying it. I mean, you just kept hammering away. I mean, are you kind of prepared for another fight, or do you think most people now understand the band and the band has moved on from White Riot?
No, we always like to fight, because we were fighting, like, the thing is that White Riot prime time, we were fighting then anyway. Like, half the audience was throwing bottles at us during that time. So we don't expect anybody to understand this anyway, not ever. And so we're just going to go on. What we think is music, what we think moves the soul, we're going to play and present as best we can. And if it don't connect with the audience, then it's too bad. And that's the way it is. But we want to go on. What we think is moving, we're going to present. And if we're misfiring, like, we don't have no synthesizers on stage, we don't have even electric piano, you know. If we're out of fashion, out of step, we're always going to keep on, because that's our strength. I think to challenge the accepted order of things is our strength. And we just want to keep firing at that and playing as great as we can, and with much more intensity than bands play. We want to give 100% and drop dead from exhaustion after the show.
Finally, Cosmo, you're the man with the date. Last time Joe was in, you knew where you were playing, approximately, when and where. There's the trusty bit of paper.
No, that's the wrong one.
First night, Latrines, Wolverhampton.
Oh, you got it now. When is that going to be? When is the tour open?
Well, 10th and 11th in Brixton Fair Deal.
All right. Sorry about that. That was a letter from Cuba. We're going to go and play in Cuba and Nicaragua, as it happens. Got a few invites in the post today. But, the tour, which is going to be presented by and as the Casbah Club, so it's going to be a club on tour, as well as the Clash, we're going to have a club. So we're going to have all kinds of people turning up.
This looks like it might be news for Joe.
No, Joe knows. He's just acting surprised. He's winding you up.
All right.
So anyway, we'll get down to dates. The Casbah Club.
When the Archbishop of Canterbury said he was going to turn up, I had to be a bit surprised.
No, well, I'm not going to say what date the Archbishop of Canterbury's turning up, only that he said he would.
Okay.
See you in court, Archie. All right. Next Saturday and Sunday, the Casbah Club will be at the Brixton Fair Deal, with all kinds of stuff happening. And it's Monday the 12th in Aylesbury, the 13th in Henley, 14th and 15th Newcastle City Hall, 17th St George's Hall, Bradford, 18th Bingley Hall, Birmingham, 19th Assembly Rooms, Derby, 20th Democrat Hall, Leicester, 22nd Irvine, Magnum Leisure Centre, 23rd Edinburgh Playhouse, 24th Inverness Ice Rink, 26th Leeds University, 27th Poole Arts Centre, 28th Portsmouth Guildhall, 31st Brighton Centre, and the 2nd and 3rd of August in Bristol Lucarno. If there's any racing commentary jobs going, I'm interested.
Right, all right. Thank you, Cosmo Vinyl, Joe Strummer, for coming in. I'm going to play out this section of the program from Combat Rock with another track, which is a favourite of mine. This is called Death is a Star. The best of luck, and I'll see you in Brixton.
Adios, amigo.
Adios.